The fact is that school integration has become a dominant theme, perhaps in the race for the Democratic presidential nomination. Mr. Stevenson finds himself on the defensive, with Senator Kefauver somewhat less moderate, and Mr. Harriman still less so. Mr. Harriman, in his statement, came out flatly for the Powell Amendment that calls for withholding federal states resisting school integration. Senator Kefauver has not gone so far. He has said that his vote on the Powell Amendment would depend on whether its wording was consistent with the Supreme Court's desire for orderly transition and whether it made allowances, as recommended, for complex local conditions. Mr. Harriman recognized that the Supreme Court had kept jurisdiction over the issue for a period of adjustment. It is up to the court, he declared, to deal with the adjustment period in their wisdom. But he rejected any idea that the executive branch of the government need do nothing more than enforce the laws. I don't think it's up to the federal government, he said, to talk about 10 years or that sort of thing. He said he was for the Powell Amendment. We should see to it, he said, that the laws, as interpreted by the Supreme Court, should be enforced. At Lincoln's tomb in Springfield yesterday, Roy Wilkins, Executive Secretary of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, declared that his race should resent and reject Adlai Stevenson's advice, as he put it, to accommodate themselves to gradual enjoyment of their citizenship rights. But Mr. Stevenson yesterday stressed that he accepted the dictum of the Supreme Court that integration should be achieved with all reasonable speed. And coercive federal action at this time, he thought, would arm the extremists and disarm the men of goodwill in the South who with courage and patience have already accomplished so much. I suggest, he said, no slowing down of the effort to bring reality to the American concept of full equality. Mr. Stevenson has a good record on race discrimination. He helped integrate Negroes into the Navy during the war, and he fought for an anti-discrimination law in Illinois when he was governor. But it probably is natural that Negro leaders should try to make him now appear overcautious. That, in effect, is pressuring him not to grow more cautious if nominated or elected. The discussion of school integration is becoming unreasonably impassioned by the injection of quite different Negro issues. One is the episode of Miss Lucy at the University of Alabama. This has become a scandal the world over because the university closed its doors to a Negro girl as a result of rioting after the Supreme Court had pried the door open by a special ruling. But this ruling has no direct connection with the previous ruling on school integration. Misrepresentation of these issues are to be expected, so long as politicians expect to gain from such tactics. But there can be some comfort in the fact that voters often do a pretty good job of sifting the truth in political campaigns and vote accordingly.